From the Opubco studios at Britain and Broadway, you're listening to a News OK podcast.
Welcome to the Oklahoman's TV Preview Podcast. I'm Denise Alden, TV editor, and joining me today is Melissa Heyer, assistant news research editor. Hello. How are you doing?
Good, and you?
Doing good. It's a good day. We were invited by HBO to take a sneak peek at the network's new movie, Grey Gardens. It premieres at 7 p.m. Saturday, April 18th, and stars Jessica Lange and Drew Barrymore as Big Edie and Little Edie Bouvier Beale, two charming eccentrics who were relatives of Jacqueline Bouvier Kennedy. Melissa, what did you think of this movie?
I thought it was excellent. Mm-hmm. I thought everything, the production of it, the acting, the costumes, it was excellent. What did you think?
Well, I really didn't know what the movie was about going into, so it kind of, you know, threw me off guard because, you know, these two ladies, they are quite a pair, quite unusual.
Yes.
And so, but, you know, as I got drawn into it and realized, well, hey, you know, this is based on a true story, it was quite interesting, kept me entertained.
Yeah, and I didn't know really much about them at all either, and I did a little research after I saw it and realized how close to the people, the actual people that the actors looked like, mm-hmm. and the sets and the time period. When they go back to when they were younger, was it, I think it's the 30s?
Yes, the 30s.
Totally takes you back to that time period.
Yeah, it does. Well, Grey Gardens, this movie, uses the 1973 documentary as a framework, but that 100-minute documentary covered 6 weeks in the lives of the Beals when they were 77 and 56 years old, and this HBO movie spans 40 years. And Drew Barrymore said that it took, about 3 hours every day to have the makeup and prosthetics applied.
I mean, you don't really recognize her. If you didn't know it was her, I don't know if you would really recognize her.
Well, I did. I recognized her.
Did you? I think she does her. Also, her acting is the best acting I have ever seen mm-hmm. her do, too.
But, you know, I thought she looked like Drew Barrymore, but then when I, you know, went online and looked at a picture of Little Edie, she kind of looked like Drew Barrymore.
Playing Little Edie.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, I thought, and Jessica Lange is always good in everything that I've seen her in. And
yeah.
And I definitely think their roles were, or those, the Beals were dysfunctional.
Mm-hmm.
Or at least they seemed to be very dysfunctional, but very interesting couple of people.
Yeah, and both actresses that played the parts of Big Edie and Little Edie really threw themselves into the role. Drew Barrymore, in addition to, you know, 3 hours of makeup and all that, She took dialect lessons for at least 3 months, worked with the choreography just for the two dance routines that you see in the movie, and cut off her friends and her cell phone and her laptop for 3 months to, you know, dive into the role. And all she did was read issues of the New York Times from the 1930s to the 70s every day in the order Little Edie would read. And, I mean, that's dedication.
And it paid off. Yeah. Yeah, I think it really did pay off.
And Jessica Lange was just as dedicated. She watched the documentary day and night, studying the voice patterns and the mannerisms of Big Edie. And then she, in the interview I read, she praised the support team of makeup, prosthetics, hair, wardrobe, choreography, dialect, and singing coaches for helping her make this transformation.
Yeah, you could tell they both really, really got into those parts
yeah.
and put a lot into it.
And didn't you think that actress Jean Triplehorn looked exactly like Jacqueline Kennedy Onassis?
She did. She had a small part, but it was she was perfect.
And Jean Triplehorn, by the way, she's from Tulsa and stars in the HBO series Big Love with another Tulsan, Mary Kay Place.
That's right. That's right.
Well, on a scale of 1 to 10, Melissa, with 10 being outstanding, what would you rate this movie?
I would give it an 8.
An 8?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Just because
I'm a hard rater, and I haven't found anything that would be a 10 yet because I'm a perfectionist, I guess.
Yeah.
But I think, I don't know if everyone would like it because they were so dysfunctional. And, I mean, one minute they'd be saying hateful things, and then the next they were all, it was mom and daughter, and they mm-hmm. loved each other. And, you know, and then from the way, how they ended up in that house with that, the awful falling down house and the mm-hmm. cats and everything, it's kind of hard to watch a little bit of that. So yeah. I don't know that if it's everyone's totally cup of tea, but for how they did it, I would definitely give it an 8.
Yeah. Well, it's really not my cup of tea, but I would still give it a 7 because after watching it, that made me want to research more about the Beatles, you know, their real life. So check out the new movie. It's Grey Gardens, premiering at 7 p.m. Saturday, April 18th on HBO. And check back with TV Preview next week for another discussion of an upcoming program. Thanks to Jacqueline Ferris, the Opubco Studios, and News OK, the TV Preview podcast is available any day, anytime, at your convenience.